Welcome to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here in Brantford, where the unthinkable occurred for a second straight night. Last night in Kitchener, it was the Rangers trailing 5-1 after 40 minutes, only to roar back and win it in overtime 6-5. Tonight, it was the Rangers up 4-1 after 40 minutes, only to watch the Brantford Bulldogs roar back and win it 5-4 in overtime. Nick Lardis opened the scoring in this one, 9-10 into the game. His 21st of the season from Patrick Thomas and Florian Jacki. It was 1-0 Bulldogs. Matt Sopp would get that one back for the Rangers. His 20th from Trent Swick and Hunter Brustevich at 16:28 on a Ranger power play. It was 1-1 after one. In the second, the Rangers scored three, and they got the first two of them in a hurry, just 48 seconds apart. Matt Andonofsky's third from Luca Romano and Tanner Lamb at 12:08. Then Justin Botno unassisted at 12:56, his second. It was 3-1 Rangers. Luca Romano would round out the second period scoring with his third from Tanner Lamb and Matt Andonofsky at 15:23. The Rangers led 4-1 after 40 minutes. In the third, on a power play, Nick Lardis would get his second of the game, 22nd of the season, from Patrick Thomas and Jake O'Brien at 4:06. It was 4-2. Then Patrick Thomas with his seventh from Nick Lardis and Florian Jacki at 7:56. It was 4-3. And Calvin Crombie with his sixth of the season and second in as many games from Tomasz Homara at 10:31. That tied the game, sending us to overtime, where Lardis, the hat trick hero, his 23rd of the season from Florian Jacki and Jorian Donovan at 4:01 of OT, and the Bulldogs stun the Rangers 5-4. Brantford goes 1-for-1 on the Channers power play. The Rangers go 1-for-5, and Kitchener outshoots the Bulldogs 24-22. Once again, the final, the home team Bulldogs 5, the Rangers 4. Your post-game show for You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
Who blew a call? Who left it all out on the ice? Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter break it down on City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Well, it's always interesting to hear from the coach following a game like this. I said it last night when it happened to Brantford. I'll say it again tonight, as it happens to the Kitchener Rangers. Junior hockey, baby. I don't know what to say about this game sometimes, but I'll tell you what, it is as entertaining as anything you'll find. You want value for your entertainment dollar? Come to a junior hockey game. And let's send it downstairs to Paul Fixter and UC Ahokas.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with head coach UC Ahokas. And Coach, just your general thoughts on the game, and I guess specifically what went wrong in the third period.
Oh, a little bit small, stupid mistakes. They got the... I thought their our goalie had the puck, then throwed it again to the game. Kind of could have held it on. Then they... Diesel mark, one own goal. Then the power play goal. There we should have, but we kind of, our offense wasn't there. We stupid dumps. What weren't smart, we should have played, or then played it faster than the end, so we could have get a good forecheck. It's junior hockey, though. That's when you see. And then overtime, we had our chances to score, and we didn't. And they used their chance, and that's how it goes. But. Can't be disappointed in the third period. First period, I thought we weren't on our best, but it was okay. Second period, really strong. A really good period. One of the best periods where we played the whole year. And then third was not really saying we're really terrible. I mean, you can't let goals like that in.
Did you think on the third goal? I really thought on the third goal that the whistle should have went. It looked like Malba had control of the puck.
Oh, yeah, 3 seconds. 3 seconds. I don't know why it didn't whistle. RD stopped playing, so. But it is what it is.
Last question I have for your coaches. What do you think? I thought through two periods, Brantford looked like a tired hockey club, and in the third, they found a little bit more rejuvenation, a little bit of energy. What do you think it was that sparked them?
Oh, they got the goal, and they got their hope, the power play goal, and it got their hope for them. And, yeah, that's I would say that was the thing.
As always, I appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thanks very much, Paul. UC Ahokas with post-game thoughts after his team blew a 4-1 lead and lost 5-4 in overtime. Post-game coverage for USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. You're listening to City News 570.
Who blew a call? Who left it all out on the ice? Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter. Break it down on City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here in Brantford, where the Rangers fall 5-4 in overtime, Paul Fixter is ringside.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with Matthew Andonovsky, one of tonight's three stars. Matthew had a very strong game. Matt, last night's game goes in your favor. Tonight doesn't. I guess that's junior hockey. But what are your thoughts on tonight's game?
Yeah, I thought we had a good first and second period, and we kind of got a little comfortable in the third period, and we let them back in the game, and that's what happened. And we ended up losing three straight goals, and we couldn't bounce back. So that's what happened tonight.
Speaking of goals, you got a real nice goal yourself. How big did your eyes get when you had nothing but open space between you and the goaltender?
Yeah, no, I don't really see that much, but me and the D coach have been working on that, so I kind of just picked a corner and hoped it went in, so yeah, I felt good.
Matt, I have to ask you, you being an Ottawa draft pick, Hamara being an Ottawa draft pick, Donovan being an Ottawa draft pick, knowing full well that Ottawa is here in attendance watching, does it motivate you anymore, or do you just go about your business and, hey, I'm Matt Andonovsky, I am what I am, and you guys can like me or love me or not?
Yeah, no, it doesn't really change my game. Over the last year and the draft year, I've kind of tuned it out a little bit and just played my game and stuck to my game, and if they liked it, then that's what I get, and I just stick to my same game day in and day out, so I don't really change much.
How long does this one sting before you worry about getting 2 points tomorrow in Guelph?
Yeah, I think we got to go home a little pissed off, but we go to bed and wake up tomorrow refreshed and knowing that we have another day and it's another game that we get 2 points.
Last question for you, Matt. If there's a lesson to be learned from tonight's loss, what would it be for the team?
I think it's just sticking to our game, not taking our foot off the gas pedal and playing a full 60.
Thanks. Appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time.
Thank you.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thanks very much, Paul. Matt Andonovsky, a goal and assist in a losing effort here tonight. 5-4 the final in overtime as the Bulldogs come from behind to beat the Rangers, just like the Rangers did to the Bulldogs last night. Your post-game show is brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. You're listening to City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Well, a crowd of 3,147 goes home happy here in Brantford as the Bulldogs, trailing 4-1 after 40 minutes, tie it in the third and then win it in overtime on the third of the night from Nick Lardis. Let's look at your three stars of this game. Three stars, a presentation of the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. Third star of the game, you just heard from him down at ice level with Paul Fixter. Matt Andonovsky, Rangers defenseman, with a goal and an assist on the night. Ando's first goal since September the 30th. Matt scored in games 1 and 2 of this season, and now he's got goal number 3 here on December the 9th. The second star of the game with a goal and two helpers, Patrick Thomas. And no surprise whatsoever, not only the hat trick, but an assist to go with it. And Nick Lardis, the Chicago Wolves, or Chicago Blackhawks, pardon me, prospect, is the first star of this game tonight. So your three stars go Lardis, Thomas, and Andonofsky, your three stars for the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at BBB.org. We'll take a quick break and then come back to wrap here from the Civic Center in Brantford. Post-game coverage brought to you by USave Flooring on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by USave Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
While our colleagues from the Brantford Bulldogs side of the broadcast just poked their head in here, and I asked if we could do it again next weekend, please. They said, no, we can't take this anymore. It's too much for anybody to handle. But our buddy Reed Duffy said, I just thank the Bulldogs fan base, the Rangers fan base, and both teams for the entertainment they have provided over the past 27 hours in this Ontario Hockey League. Paul Fixter, listen. We prefer it when the Rangers win, of course. But did we see ourselves a couple of hockey games the last two nights?
That's exactly what I was going downstairs to talk with Coach Ahokas and Andonofsky. Lance Roberts, who does the video replay here as well as he does in Kitchener, said to me, when's the last time you've seen two hockey games that exciting, that entertaining? And I said, Lance, I can't remember. He says, wow, that's fun. You know, and you leave here, at least you leave here, Mike, as a Rangers fan, with emotion. And you want emotion, you know, you want the emotion of feeling good about yourself, but you leave in with emotion, which means you've got your money's worth. You've gotten entertained. You're not leaving feeling, hey, we got 2 points, we should have gotten, you know. But Brantford, for some reason, found something in the third period. And when I asked the coach that, he said it's that first goal gave them hope, much like that first goal for Kitchener last night gave them hope. And it was one more goal that they had to get last night than tonight. It's the same scenario. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Hats off to Brantford for battling, especially playing their third game and second overtime. So it's three games plus an overtime last night plus an overtime tonight. It's a heck of a lot of hockey. Credit to them for finding a way. Kitchener, as Andonofsky said, Kitchener will be upset for a while, and then we move on to try to beat Guelph.
The hats literally did come off for Nick Lardis in overtime, but I'm reflecting on UC Ahokas' comments, and he doesn't come up and pound on the team, Paul, or he doesn't come out and pound on the team and beat them up. He doesn't like certain elements of the game, but when he talked about, you know, the fluke goal that goes in off Pugliese. And then I started thinking, the Rangers got one like that went in off Lucas Moore. And, yeah, there probably should have been a whistle on the third goal of the game that Malbouf had, and then it pops free. But really, you look at both sides of this with the Rangers get a fluky goal, the Bulldogs get a fluky goal. This game basically deserved overtime is what I'm getting at.
It did, and then once you get into overtime, anything can happen. It's one shot. And Rangers, unfortunately, got caught with tired bodies out there. I think they got one change, if I recall, but only one. I know Sopp got caught out there, and Brustevich got caught out there.
And they had cleared the zone, but they didn't get it far enough. Donovan worked it right back in again, and you could tell Matt Sopp was completely out of gas.
Yeah, they transitioned from the neutral zone in real quickly. And, I mean, it was a bullet of a shot. I mean, this kid can do is shoot. He's basically their Carson Rakoff. You know, the way he shoots. And that was a bullet of a shot that beat Malbouf. I really felt bad for Malbouf. I truly feel for that kid. He looks dejected down there. He played a pretty good hockey game. The own goal, the non-call. He's in front of his old teammates, old building, old fans, you know, probably had family and friends here. I feel bad for that kid because he gave a good effort last night, and I really want to see him get the win tonight. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to. The team wasn't able to. But nonetheless, the 3,100 fans went away having been entertained.
They certainly were, and we were entertained up here as well. And last night on The Fix Is In, which is part of our Harris Law pregame show, you said the Rangers would do better in this 3-3 than they did in their last 3-3 just 3 weeks ago. They only got 2 points, losing the first two games and then winning the third in Flint. They now have 3 points in this 3-3, and they'll try to make it 4 or 5 when they play in Guelph tomorrow. The Storm on the road tonight in Erie, and let me just check, they fall 4-1. So Guelph has lost back-to-back games this weekend. They lost to Owen Sound last night. They lose in Erie tonight. They are going to be an ornery bunch when they get back home tomorrow.
We got a gnarly group tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Well,
that'll be a pregame show tomorrow from the Sleeman Center at 3:30. I do hope you join us for that broadcast. I don't know how we're going to top the last two, not from the broadcast performance perhaps, but the games that we witnessed and described to you were an awful lot of fun. The Bulldogs come from 4-1 down to win it tonight, 5-4 in overtime here in front of 3,147 fans in Brantford. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Paul Fixter, and our producer, Adam Sanderson, my name is Mike Farwell. I bid you a very good Saturday night from the Civic Center in Brantford.
This has been another edition of City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Your home for the Kitchener Rangers. City News 570.